Stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, a fun, informative talk show putting a spotlight on sustainability from around the globe. Mrs. Green doesn't tell you what to think. She just wants you to. This show is sponsored by the Fairfax Companies. The Fairfax Companies are dedicated to improving the environment through creative and innovative business practices. Fairfax is the leader in the business of sustainability. As a leader in the construction waste industry, they demonstrate that it's possible to implement sustainable business practices profitably. Fairfax's mission is to find or create markets for all waste disposal in construction and demolition landfills. They screen and sort all construction and demolition waste that passes through their gates. By sorting these materials, they make sure that as much recyclable material as possible is diverted from the landfill and nothing goes into the landfill that may be harmful to the environment. Visit their website at www.thefairfaxcompanies.com for more information. Now, stay tuned for Mrs. Green's World.
Hi there. You are indeed listening to Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, broadcasting from where? MrsGreensWorld.com. Welcome, everybody. We have two great guests, another fun, informative show this hour. I never get tired of saying that. So you know that I love being Mrs. Green, and be sure to stay here with us. In this segment, I just want to talk about the guests. We have Terry D., Mr. Habestore himself, calling in to talk about what's going on at Habitat for Humanity's Habestore, and a wonderful guest who is a repeat guest, actually. Her name is Rachel Sarnoff, Lincoln Sarnoff, and she's just an amazing human being, and she's also the executive director of Healthy Child, Healthy World. And this show is indeed sponsored by the Fairfax Company. So as I said, please stay here with me. Last week, I talked about true confessions, about my frustration of getting a little bit, not annoyed, but like, I just want people to realize that the first R is recycle, not it's reduce, reuse, recycle. So it's reduce. Sorry about that. And I gave my top five tips that I think are no-brainers and easy for you to use, for me to do, to absolutely reduce. That's the number one thing that we have to think about in the big three R's. So I did the first five, and I'm going to do my last five. So number six, or number one, is reduce the amount of new clothing you buy. I'm doing it, cross my heart, by going to use clothing stores like Goodwill or setting up a clothing exchange with friends. There are lots of really good ideas for that. Okay. Number seven, reduce your intake of pesticides, insecticides, and herbicides. You'll really thank me. By committing to buy organic, pesticide-free fruits, vegetables, milk, yogurt, or something, local farmers markets make a great fun start. Number eight, reduce your exposure to harmful chemicals by being conscious of the products you mindfully put in your body every day. I'm talking about shampoo, conditioner, soap, dry skin cream, the list goes on. Try counting them someday. Number nine, reduce the amount of new books you buy by supporting other used bookstores. Go to Bookman's, trade up, trade with friends, or download it onto your favorite electronic device, which I'm starting to find a fascinating opportunity. And number 10, reduce the amount of gas you use. I drive a VW TDI from Chapman. It's clean burning. I get almost 40 miles per gallon. So you can make it a great green day by doing these small, simple tips. And I hurried through them because I wanted to get all five of them out and get on to a new topic next week. You can always find out more from visiting Mrs. Green at MrsGreensWorld.com. I love to hear from you. So just remember, I will reiterate, the first R is reduce in the big reduce, reuse, recycle. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World on the Mrs. Green's Radio Network. Stay here with me. We'll be right back for a great show.
It may be the only desert oasis in the world, complete with botanical gardens, nature trails, eclectic shops, and art galleries, and a new summer menu. And it's right near you, Tohono O'Toole Park. Come enjoy Chef Albert Hall's new summer menu additions. Then enjoy a stroll through our shops, art galleries, and botanical gardens. Park admission is 2-for-1 with purchase in our charming tea room. Nurture yourself, nature yourself. Tohono O'Toole Park. For more information, go to TohonoO'toolePark.org.
Hi, I'm Terry D. from Habitat for Humanity Tucson's Habestore. Come see us out at our new location at 935 West Grant Road. That's Grant Road in I-10. If you're looking for anything to do with your home, whether it's appliances, cabinets, doors or windows, even paint supplies, come out to 935 West Grant Road. Our donation hotline number, 520-889-7200. If you've been doing your spring cleaning, you need us to come out and pick up some of your stuff, Call us up at our hotline, 520-889-7200, and come in and shop and support Habitat for Humanity Tucson.
She's the most exciting thing that's ever happened to you, and you want to spend eternity with her. She deserves nothing less than the best, an Abbott Taylor original. A diamond engagement ring as exceptional as she is that will make her eyes sparkle every time she sees it. Because we design and make our own jewelry, we can create something wonderful for every budget. I'm Abbott Taylor. I'd like to invite you to come see what Abbott Taylor Jewelers has waiting for you. With 35 years and thousands of original jewelry designs, no one has more experience in designing and making diamond jewelry in Tucson than Abbott Taylor Jewelers. We're proud to say using recycled gold, we have saved over 100 million pounds of toxic waste from this planet. Abbott Taylor Jewelers at 6383 East Grant Road, on Facebook and on the web at atdiamonds.com. Abbott Taylor Jewelers, diamond designs for everyone. Abbott Taylor Jewelers.
Welcome back, everybody. How could you not want to celebrate when you listen to that music? I know I always do. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network at MrsGreensWorld.com, or maybe on your smartphone or your iAnything phone. You never know, but thank you for tuning in. Two great guests today, Mr. Habestor himself and a very dear friend, Terry D. from Habitat for Humanity's Habestor, is our call-in. And our featured guest is Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, who's the Executive Director of Healthy Child Healthy World. And remember our show's tagline: we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And one of the ways you can stay connected with Mrs. Green's World is through my massive social media platform, and you can tell us what you think. So you can follow me on Facebook, sign up for my newsletter, follow me on Twitter, and as always, thank you for tuning in today so that you find out what we want you to think about today and not tell you how. So Terry D., are you there, dude?
I am.
How are you?
Okay, doing great. You know, summer's upon us for sure.
So. Oh, yeah.
A little hot.
Yes, really, not even kidding. It's pretty disgusting here in T-Town. So tell me, what's happening at the Habitat for Humanity's Habestor, and is it all about repurposing the fourth,
you know,
R?
I love those R's.
Love those
and
R's.
I think one of the things that we have found over the 5.5 years that we've been open is how people repurpose stuff. You know, just because the manufacturer made it to be a light fixture, you know, it might be a piece of art.
Love that. You know? Love that. So, and I've seen pieces of art at the Habitat for Humanity's Habit Store. So
there's a lot of repurposing going on, and I learn from our customers all the time, you know, they're looking for some kind of fix, or you know, a lot of people are working on much older houses, and there's things in their houses that they don't even make anymore. So they come into our store, and they look around, and they look through all the bins to find something that could be used in its place that was never intended to be that. So there's a lot of clever people that come around the store and find things that they can repurpose in their home
and today, find so. Hidden treasures. And I want to ask you, I mean, college startup is in full swing, and I have to tell you, my niece, her boyfriend Owen, we were out to dinner with them last week at a locally owned restaurant, of course, and Owen said that he had gone down to the Habestor because of Mrs. Green, of course, and had gotten a bunch of things for their apartment. Do college kids come in, and really are they into the whole
the building is full of college kids?
Love
in the
it.
Past couple of weeks.
Love it.
And even in Terry D's world, which isn't such an exciting world as Mrs. Green's world, we have a new neighbor in our house, a young student who moved in across the street. And I saw her, you know, she was getting in her car while I was getting in my car. And I said, oh, welcome to the neighborhood. And she goes, oh, are you with Habitat for Humanity? I shop at the Habestor all the time.
Oh, my gosh, that's
half
great.
Half of my house is stuff from the Habestor.
I love that. Love that. So what is the, I know that if you're alive and breathing and have any interaction with the media whatsoever, we are continue to be in challenging economic times. Does that have a favorable impact on the Habestor, or does it have a negative impact?
Oh, I think both. Recently a gentleman called us, and he had a tenant move out of one of his industrial sites and left a lot of things there. And one of the things he left were these crates. and we really couldn't tell what was in the crates, and he just needed to move them because he had a new tenant coming in. And we opened up one of the crates, and it had 500 mirrors in it, and the mirrors were 1 foot wide by 4 feet long.
Okay.
And so it's that mirror you put on the back of your bedroom door.
Door, yes. Do you have any left?
We kept it, so there were 10,000 mirrors total.
What?
Yeah, 10,000. And so between all of the Habitat stores in Phoenix and our store here, we distributed them out, so none of them went to the landfill. I started out with 1,000 mirrors. I probably have 30 left.
You are kidding me. I mean, that's a great ticket item, but which yeah. leads me to another question. So when you get something that's that massive quantity, which obviously you're selling them out of them anyway, is there a network in place for you to share the information with other Habistores, or how does that work?
Oh, absolutely. We talk to the Habistores in Phoenix, which there are five. We talk every week to see if they have something, we have something. Last Wednesday, I had some stuff from Rainbird. Rainbird gave us a great donation of sprinkler heads and rotor heads and these kind of things. But we really weren't selling them in Tucson because, you know, we don't have a lot of grass in Tucson. Contacted the Phoenix stores. They were dying for them, really wanted to have them. They had some filing cabinets that I needed. We met in Casa Grande.
I filled up my truck,
drove to Casa Grande. They filled up their truck, drove to Casa Grande, and we did a swap out in the parking lot at Dairy Queen.
Oh my gosh, that's really great. So it's an informal network. You just pick up the phone and everybody helps pitch in for the greater good.
We do, definitely.
So what's hot at the Habistore?
Not only that, now that you mentioned that, that's very interesting.
I love it.
In Atlanta, we have our Habitat Restore, Habistore
right.
network. So just recently, I got an email from them saying, hey, contact Olive Garden.
Okay.
Because Olive Garden was changing out their chairs and changing out their wine glasses to a different wine glass.
Whatever. So much for the short list from friends telling you about wine glasses.
We got about 20 dozen wine glasses, still new in the box, and 3 dozen chairs. And that was every Olive Garden across the United States contacted with every Habitat store.
And what I think is wonderful is that they contacted the Habistore. Being biased that I am, that's awesome. How in God's name did I not get that posting on Facebook for the Habitat for Humanity's Habistore in Tucson? Because wine glasses are one of those things that no matter what, you break them. That's why I don't ever pay a lot of money for wine glasses, because they are so fragile, or as some people say, fragile. So we have to really...
Sorry, I forgot to tell you, but they sold so fast that... made my head spin.
And that, of course...
You know, we're also in contact with Borders. You know, and it's a sad thing that Borders...
I know, it's really sad. It's really sad.
I can't bring myself to read a book on an electronic device yet. I know I'm going to have to.
You're going
to
love it. I'm sorry. You're going to love it. I didn't think I would.
I'm going to be sleeping, because I sleep when I go to bed every night. I'm going to drop it on the floor, and that's going to be that, and I'm going to have to buy two a week. So I got to get some kind of like foam pillow or something on the floor next to my bed, so that when I fall asleep reading,
If you want to be a hit on YouTube, I think you should like set up a camera there. Get Trista to set up a camera
so that
would be really great. So very quickly, because the time flew, that always does when you and I are having fun. Habitat for Humanity's Habistore, where you're located. How do people get in touch with you, and what's your phone number?
Okay, so we're at our new location that is solar-powered at 935 West Grant Road.
Love it.
It's Grant and I-10. We're on the south side of the street. The hotline number, and yes, I've always wanted to have one, 889-7200. And you can catch us on habitattucson.org.
Okay, we love it. And Terry, I think it's really great to have everybody know it's furniture, it's people who are finished with a construction project and don't use everything, it's appliances, you got storm doors for a while, you have lighting, you get a regular supply of lighting, you get regular shipments from stores that have display items just from being out in the showroom.
Correct.
So I'm a Habistore aficionado. So thank you.
Even though we don't sell clothing and we don't sell food, we do have bins for Big Brothers Big Sisters and the food bank. So if you're coming down, you got some bags of food in your car, you can just drop them off here, and we make sure they get to the food bank.
Okay, you are one great person. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Please stay here with me, Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff from Healthy Child, Healthy World. We are happy that you tuned in. This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did you know that the TDI clean diesel engine in my Jetta from Chapman, Tucson gets 30 miles per gallon in the city and 42 on the highway? It has more power, uses less fuel, and I call it the fuel-efficient powerhouse. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine in my Jetta... percent less sooty emissions. For the best ownership experience possible, please visit Chapman at 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
A big challenge of sustainability is making it affordable to everyday folks. It's a challenge we welcome at the U of A, where architecture students are applying years of research to building energy-smart, low-income housing. Students get hands-on learning, families in need get cutting-edge, money-saving homes, and home builders, well, they get a whole new benchmark. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
Hi, Mrs. Green here. Did you know you can reduce your water and fertilizer use in your yards and gardens by using Back2Feed? The Back2Feed system is economical, easy to use, and extremely effective. Back2Feed introduces billions of microbes into your soil using water. You simply add water to the powder, let it sit for 24 hours, and apply with a yard feeder. It is used on farms and golf courses all over the Southwest. Give your soil organisms with Back2Feed. Visit Back2Feed.com. Hi, Mrs. Green here. Did you know you can reduce your water and fertilizer use in your yards and gardens by using Back2Feed? The Back2Feed system is economical, easy to use, and extremely effective. Back2Feed introduces billions of microbes into your soil using water. You simply add water to the powder, let it sit for 24 hours, and apply with a yard feeder. It is used on farms and golf courses all over the Southwest. Give your soil organisms with Back2Feed. Visit Back2Feed.com.
My name is Barry Herr, a realtor with a green designation, a longtime listener, and advocate of Mrs. Green. One of the best things is the way she presents information about living green in an easy-to-use way. Having been involved in recycling and the environmental movement for the last 20 years, I've seen that the hardest part is for people to know what to do. Mrs. G breaks it down into bits we can all follow. Continue to join me in learning from Mrs. Green on her radio show. If you're coming to Tucson, let me help you find your piece of our green heaven.
My name is Mary Cochran, and I'm a pediatrician here in Southern Arizona. I'd like to tell you about an amazing leadership program for your daughters. I'm talking about Girl Scouts. Girl Scouts is everything you could wish for your daughters and more. Girls learn important life skills, explore the environment, take action in the community through service projects, and make lasting friendships, all while developing essential leadership skills. I encourage you to visit GirlScoutsSouthernArizona.org to find the perfect fit for your daughter.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we do not tell you what to think. We just want you to think. And on the first segment, we had Terry D. from Habitat for Humanity's Habistore. And as if you couldn't tell, he is one of my, not just one of my favorite guests, but I think he's one of my favorite people on the planet. He just lives the life of giving back and preventing things from going from the landfill. And he's just an all-around great human being. And now our featured guest is Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, and I have talked to Rachel before on Mrs. Green's World, but not on our network. And Rachel is the executive director of Healthy Child, Healthy World. And please remember, you can follow me on Facebook and Twitter. Go to my website so that you find out about these wonderful guests like Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, whose story is so incredibly compelling and a journey of a mom into a whole nother atmosphere. Like, the Matrix got activated and her story parallels mine. I'm just quite a bit older. So, Rachel, thanks for taking the time to be on the phone today.
Thank you, Gina. Nice to talk with you again.
It's nice to talk to you too. And what you're doing is so major league, significant, important. Let's get on to the questions, okay? So on a global scale, tell me about how you discovered Healthy Child, Healthy World, and what happened. Just give us a little background.
Yeah, absolutely. So, well, I guess on a global scale, I felt like a globe. I was 9 months pregnant.
I love
with
that.
My third child.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, I had been raised in California in the 70s. My dad was, you know, kind of a hippie dad. We grew our own food in the yard and we, you know, went to powwows. I always thanked the plants when I cut a flower.
Wow.
I still do that
okay.
today. So I had, you know, kind of that background, and I had raised my first two children, who were then 5 and 8, you know, on organic food as much as possible. I had used natural, you know, body products with them, but I never really thought about cleaning products in my home, and I never really thought about the actual home itself,
right,
and
especially the environment,
construction.
Yeah.
And I was 9 months pregnant, and we were in the middle of completely renovating our house, and I was sitting there every day. So I met Christopher Gavigan, who was the former executive director of Healthy Child, Healthy World, and actually is the author of our book, which is Healthy Child, Healthy World, Creating a Cleaner, Greener, Safer Home, that you can find on everywhere on Amazon. But I met with him. I was 9 months pregnant, and I sat in his office, which is now my office.
Right.
And, you know, basically he just blew my mind. It was, all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I need to just, you know, I need to like not be in my house. I need to be filtering my air. I need to be cleaning out my cleaning products. You know, it was so overwhelming, but it was very, you know, the Healthy Child's message is very gentle at the same time. It's, you know, no one can do everything. Everyone can do something. Baby steps. And so it really resonated with me, both personally and professionally. I started helping Healthy Child with some marketing of the book, and then I ended up kind of, you know, doing a complete 180 from working as a journalist and a marketer for brands that weren't sustainable, and, you know, kind of shifted into realizing that I could really play a part in helping other women come to that type of awareness that I had come to in terms of what it meant to create a healthy home for my family. So that became very important to me. And now, let's see, how many years later is that? My daughter's 4 and a half. So 4 and a half years later.
2006, right.
Here
right.
I am.
Oh, my
yeah.
gosh. And it's wonderful. And I know that you have... You pose the question, what's more important than the health of your child? And I can't imagine anyone who has a child or who loves a child, because not everybody has children, who doesn't answer that there is really nothing more important than the health of a child. So mm-hmm. you were pregnant, and then you started realizing about the toxicities and things. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a really important thing that we don't gloss over. Companies that are really not sustainable, some of which do kind of put out there that they are. So your light bulb moment was about your three kids, and then you did a lot. So let's talk about some of the facts. And I think we have to get some brutal honesty going here, because the harsh, cold facts are never daunting to me. It's always an inspiration for me to change. So let's talk about, you know, that little old pithy saying, well, I grew up with chemicals and I'm okay. What do you say to that, Rachel?
and you know, also just to back up a little bit too, you know, what's more important than the health of your child? Well, if you are like me, a mother already, and you discover this message halfway through, that's a particularly frightening
yes.
question, because
yes.
if you admit that there is a problem in the world and in the way you've created the world for your children, then you're admitting that you have potentially endangered them, and that's terrifying. So I think that's why sometimes when faced with, you know, pretty hardcore green messaging, parents, you know, want to kind of bury their head in the sand, you know, and I totally understand that and, you know, respect that. I think that's why when I, you know, when I work with Healthy Child and just as a mom, like, I just bring my perspective to it. You know, I came in halfway through. I too was afraid at these of these realizations, but, you know, rather than wanting to hide from them, I realized, listen, you know, every day is a new day, and we can really make amazing changes very easily and quickly and inexpensively in our homes that can really make an impact on our children's health. So rather than saying, okay, I'm not going to think about this, I didn't feed my kids organic food, I'm not going to start now, you know,
look at them, they're fine, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we looked at a study, and we found that they had a group of kids, and they tested them, and 100% of them had pesticides in their urine. And then they put them on organic food for 7 days. And after 7 days, only one of those children showed any discernible level of pesticide in their urine. And that, to me, is
huge.
Because what that says to me is, in a week, I can basically reverse a lot of what I've been doing for most of their lives, you know?
And I think there's even more, compelling evidence out there for someone in my demographic, because I looked at I'm now like just on fire about Forks Over Knives, the movie. Mm-hmm. And the message of hope in that is that, in fact, they reversed heart damage from heart disease by changing people's diets. So yeah. You're right. Don't give up hope. I mean, when I interviewed Lori David a couple of weeks ago, I said on the air, and I'll say it again, I fed my kids Lunchables, and that's what working moms did. And I, you know, it's kind of like every time I say it, I purge a little bit more, but I have healthy eating children that are healthy. They're in their 20s and 30s. And so it is, there's a time you start with a single step and don't let it be daunting. So I love that message.
And that's really healthy child. I mean, a lot of what I talk about with people is, you know, people say, mother knows best. And I would actually argue that grandmother knows best. Because
we
jump back to the generation prior to our mother's generation.
Yes.
You know, my grandmothers and my great grandmothers, they cleaned their house with vinegar. They
baking soda.
They grew their own food.
Yes.
They used baking soda.
They did.
You know, they did all of these things, and their houses were just as clean and just as, you know.
See, that's my that's my mother.
Right?
I mean, that's what she did. She didn't like any of that, and she hated. She never had Bounce. That. Mm-hmm. Awful thing, that sheet.
You know, they make that from cow fat. Do you know that?
Do you know?
I don't know. It's tallow. It's animal tallow.
And there's warnings.
That always
That's like disgusting, and I never knew that. But there's warnings on towels in places like Target that say, "Do not use Bounce on these towels." Really, people, does that make you think maybe they're not a good thing?
Yeah.
And my mother's always said, I hate that stuff. And she never did it. Of course, she loved hanging clothes out on the line, too, which I did not emulate
I
admit.
I can't do that. I have three kids. Come on. I do think that we, you know, we grew up, it's funny, when, you know, you're so insecure as a new parent. And so you want to do what you think is good parenting. And typically that's what you experienced in your home. And so for me, my home smelled like Pledge. You know, I was the Pledge girl. That was my chore. I cleaned all that wood and I made that lemon fresh smell, you know, and that's the thing is that's what we're conditioned to experience as cleanliness.
And it's not something you're consciously there at a 10-year-old saying, oh, I'm going to use Pledge. It's just when you get open your home, you do what your family did. So that's a great example. I love that.
And the great thing is my kids, you know, my kids don't expect their clothes to feel kind of coated with softness, which is what those
with cow fat.
Yeah, and they don't expect they don't expect a very significant smell from their clothes. They don't expect, you know, our house smells clean, but it doesn't smell fragrance.
But it doesn't stink, as my husband would say. He thinks those artificial smells stink. I mean, he goes, stinks in here.
Yeah, and those artificial smells are, you know, a lot of those contain phthalates that are hormone disruptors and can be, among other things, can lead to asthma and allergies, which are huge problems for children.
And people, it's this journey that you're on, and I want to do a disclaimer. I did not grow up in doing the same things with my kids, but we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about the facts about disease rates, because then we're going to move on to a very happy subject about what we can do, what's affordable. And we are talking with Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, the Executive Director of Healthy Child, Healthy World. And you're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. And we want I think, Rachel, when we come back, we want to talk about, you know, autism and breast cancer and really raise people's awareness. I mean, you've got some pretty compelling, what I call, you know, arm yourself with data, the causes of the number one cause of death for children. I don't think people are aware of that. And if it's natural on the bottle, is that all I have to read about? So we've got a lot to cover in this next half hour. And again, we're listening to Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, the Executive Director of Healthy Child, Healthy World. Let's see if we can get in one question, okay, before we go to break, which is in about 30 seconds, because I like to cram stuff in.
I talk fast.
Okay, no, we're going to break. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. You want to stay here with me?
I'm Karen, owner of Nurturing Nature, an eco-boutique that offers earth-friendly goods, gifts, and apparel items for all ages, from babies to grandparents. Our ethically produced products are unique and stylish. Mention that Mrs. Green sent you and receive 10% off purchases that are good for the world and good for those who mean the world to you. So join others who are finding the simple beauty that lies in nurturing nature, located in the Williams Center at Broadway and Craycroft. Call us at 520-790-5910. That's 520-790-5910.
Go deep underwater without getting wet. Study bugs like a real scientist. Make your shadow move in colors. These are just three reasons to visit the exciting hands-on new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, the region's only museum just for kids. For 25 years, we've ignited kids' imaginations at the Children's Museum Tucson. That's something to celebrate. And admission is only $2 on the first Sunday and on the 25th of each month this whole year. Children's Museum Tucson, where imagination and learning connect.
Mrs. Green here for Back to Feed. Are your carrots the size of Q-tips? Are your string beans all strung out? Have the petals fallen off the rose? Does your lawn yawn? Sounds like you could use some organisms. 100% natural Back to Feed provides billions of organisms that improve the organic composition of your soil. And it gets even better. You'll even use less water and fertilizer. Give your lawn and garden what it needs. Back to Feed. Find us at backtofeed.com.
I'm Holly with Garment Graphics and Promotional Products. We're excited that Garment Graphics prints apparel with water-based ink, so it's earth-friendly and has a super soft feel. Most t-shirts now, including organic cotton, are lighter weight fabric, and the feel of the water-based ink is something that people really like and want to wear. A big part of successful promotions is having your item or message stick around. Call us at 520-544-0529 or check us out at garmentgraphics.net.
Hi, Kathy Rankin here with Temco Air in Tucson, and I'm a huge fan of Mrs. Green. In the scheme of going green, I'm still just a little sprout, but thanks to Mrs. Green, I've learned a lot of easy and fun ways to help the environment. Okay, so I'm not willing to install chemical toilets in my house, but reusable shopping bags, I'm in. Reduce, recycle, reuse, I get it. So get your green on the easy and fun way with Mrs. Green. Did I mention fun? Check out her website at mrsgreensworld.com and tell Gina Kathy sent you.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, where we don't tell you what to think, we just want you to. And we are certainly giving you a lot to think about today with our highly informed, enlightened, the matrix is activated, Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, Executive Director of Healthy Child, Healthy World, doing some very important work for all of us, raising healthy children and then making a difference through this incredible organization. So, Rachel, if people just tuned in, let's give the name of the book again, because I always like to do shout outs for good books and people like to hear it more than once.
Absolutely. So it's Healthy Child, Healthy World, Creating a Cleaner, Greener, Safer Home. And it's written by our former executive director, Christopher Gavigan. And then also a great way to get information about Healthy Child is to go to the website, which is healthychild.org. And we publish articles every single day, sometimes more than once a day. And we send out a newsletter every Friday with information. So it's a really good way to kind of get it all in one dose.
One of my favorite things on the website, and I know this from writing and producing so much content myself, people like lists. They like, don't give me 100 things to do or 50 things to do. Give me 3 or 4 or 5, mm-hmm. and you have 5 steps. I looked at it. I loved it. As a young mom, I would have really loved it, and I think we did okay, and I'm on a greater path, and my kids are helping to teach me, so I think that's awesome. So I highly encourage people. It's a very user-friendly, content-rich website, and I look at a lot of websites to get ready for my shows and mm-hmm. write about what I do, so that's great.
Yeah,
okay.
They're 5 easy steps.
5 easy steps.
Seriously. But 5 easy steps are actually sort of the backbone to all of our programming. We have a healthy home party kit that you can
You can have delivered to your house, and you can host a party for 15 of your friends and help them learn about, you know, these things together. Five easy steps are included there, and it's kind of, that's the way that we organize a lot of information, because what we found is that people do get overwhelmed. And, you know, the five easy steps are basically about managing pests, using non-toxic products, cleaning out your indoor air, you know, eating healthier. That doesn't mean eating organic all the time. It means, you know, here are the foods that are important to eat organic, and here are the foods that maybe you can slide a little bit on, you know. And then being careful, really careful with plastics. That's an important one for us.
I think that's a huge one, and it's a perfect segue. I just have to do a little editorial comment. I've got several moms on the Mrs. Green team, and I know Kelly, for example, she's got two little ones, and this being part of Mrs. Green's world has had such an impact on all of us. She's the one that will order the packet, and she will host 15 moms, I guarantee.
Great.
You. We call it the pebble in the pond effect, but mm-hmm. I guarantee you that she will be on this, and I'm not kidding. So let's talk about a little bit about the impetus and the facts behind the passion for change, is how I like to put it. So I talk about raising the rising rates of autism. It's from my background, being shocked about, it seemed like every other kid in our system was coming in with autism. So what are the most current facts?
So the most current facts on autism, you know, it's basically one out of every 91 American children.
You are kidding me.
So,
that's daunting.
So that's for boys and girls. But for boys, it's one out of every 70. So that's higher. And there was an interesting study that just came out. We wrote about it on the site in early July. A study that came out at the University of California at San Francisco and Stanford worked together. They looked at 192 pairs of twins, and they found that genetics account for about 38% of the risk of autism. And the remaining 62% is attributed to environmental factors.
I believe it.
You know, what we've been talking about all along, really, you know, starting to really hit the mainstream.
And it's become, to me, there's an upside and a downside. And the upside is it's really people are starting to say, what's going on with autism? And they're digging a little bit deeper and finding out that a lot of it, and there have been other major studies that show with dietary and environmental changes, it's miraculous, the changes that can occur in an autistic child. What about cancer? It seems to me that every single type of cancer rate is on the rise. And I always say, you know, it's about the environment. You know, it's what we're eating or what we're breathing or what we're drinking. And so I don't really ever want to sound like that. And I take a deep breath. So what about cancer rates? Risk factors for environmental-related cancer.
Mm-hmm. So pediatric cancer is now the leading disease killer of children. And rates rise roughly 1% every year, so they've gone up 30% over the last 30 years.
Please repeat that. I had no idea that is the very sad facts. It's the leading
30%.
Cause of death for children?
Leading disease killer.
Okay.
So that's different.
Yes,
it is. And actually, Healthy Child, Healthy World was started by a couple who lost their daughter to cancer, and that was in 1992. The organization was started. We're actually celebrating our 20th anniversary next year, and it was, you know, a tragedy. Jim and Nancy Chuda, they lost their daughter. Her name was Colette. In fact, if you look at our website, healthychild.org, you see the little picture of the little girl. That's actually Colette's face an artist took a photo of her and turned it into this, you know, representation of her with her little freckles. And, you know, it's really a sweet and very tragic and makes me want to cry every time I talk about it, frankly.
Any parent, it's like the worst thing in the world that could happen to you is to lose a child.
But they it was determined that the cancer was caused by environmental factors. And they started looking into what those factors could be. And what they learned is that chemicals, especially those like pesticides and insecticides, those are linked to pediatric cancer. And so they started Healthy Child really out of that tragedy to try to help more parents be proactive about this, you know, make the connection and really just take these easy steps to try to create healthier homes for children, to try to spread the word to other people about creating healthier homes, you know. Something as simple as you know, reducing your child's exposure to pesticide by taking off your shoes when you walk into a house. You know, if you take off your shoes, you reduce roughly 60% of the dirt and pesticides from coming into your house and getting into the air. You know,
wow.
Your kids are playing on the floor. You know, it's a really simple thing. We don't really think about it, but it used to be when you came in from the outside, you took off your shoes, and there's a reason for that. So that's something that, you know, that I try to do in my house, although my 12-year-old son is, and his friend, I have to chase them around and practically pull them off of their feet.
It's a constant reminder, but, you know, it really does. It's one of the little things, and I think about it when you talked about, you know, pesticides, insecticides, herbicides. One of the big walk into the, you know, the glass door thing for me and, like, have a bloody nose is when I did a lot of research about the insecticides, pesticides, and all of that stuff on flowers. Mm-hmm. And then I dug a little more deeply, and then there's the whole fair trade issue. So you can believe me, I'm thinking of, you know, I had my children in at home, but if you think of a hospital room, it can start there where they get all these flowers, and then flowers are sent to the home. And I don't think people think of that. They don't think that their beautiful flowers are off-gassing things that could really be harmful. I mean, it goes down to that minutia.
Yeah, I have not read that about flowers.
You will be, it'll blow you away.
Yeah, off-gassing typically is, you know, something that we refer to in terms of chemicals in manufactured products like carpets and,
right.
You know, you can
the treatment for your couch and...
Right, your couches, you can get no VOC, meaning volatile organic compounds.
Compounds, right.
Which are off-gassing, you know, you can get no VOC paint, now, so that's how I see off-gassing, but I have never really thought about the pesticides. I definitely think about the pesticides in terms of, you know, those flowers and where they're grown and those workers who are, you know, basically
those 10 and 12 year old
yeah.
workers that have, you know, yeah, their life expectancy is about 28 or something. I mean, I'm exaggerating. It's not based on facts, but I'm very careful and I watch and make sure. Now, speaking of which, there are things that you can remove from the house. Like you said, it's not like you have to go throw everything away, but there are things that you can stop bringing in and start doing, like white vinegar, I mean, and baking mm-hmm. soda and hydrogen peroxide, lemon
yeah.
juice, all of those things, they're just healthier and mostly more affordable. It's they're not as packaged. You can get a big thing of white vinegar really inexpensively,
yeah.
and it takes off almost everything, stains, and you can use it for cleaning your oven and microwaves.
Windows.
Oh my gosh, windows. I know that was a battle we had, my husband and I, because our, you know, the person that would come and do our windows when we both worked, Windex. And he'd say, mm-hmm. I hate that. Ammonia and water works great. But now my mother always used vinegar and newspaper.
Yeah.
She used vinegar
yeah.
and newspaper. So it's going back to the parents.
Well, the great thing is, too, you know, you can give it a try for, you know, roughly a quarter if you...
right.
If you have, you know, if you have your usual whatever you're using and you run out, just save that squirt bottle, throw some white vinegar in there. We have recipes on healthychild.org that give you the exact proportions, but honestly, I usually use it straight. And, you know, and just spray that on and see how that works for you, you know. That's the other thing about that smell, you know, some people don't like that smell of vinegar. Vinegar to me smells clean.
It smells
so
clean,
I like
to me.
It, you know?
And it goes away also. It goes away quickly because you can use it for washing your clothes. So we're going to have to do another quick break, which always annoys me because you have so much more that I want you to share with our listeners. We're listening to Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, who's the executive director of Healthy Child, Healthy World. And she is talking about how we can arm ourselves with great information and therefore raise healthy children for a healthy world. Please stay here with me. You won't want to miss the last segment.
Fair Fairfax Companies is Tucson's green waste disposal solution. Contractors, landscapers, or do-it-yourselfers, come see us. We recycle almost all types of construction and landscape waste. Eastside Speedway and Prudence, Northwest I-9-I-10, Southeast Drexel and Houghton. The Fairfax Companies is the leader in the business of sustainability. We're open to the public and cost less than other landfills. Call 290-9313, 290-9313, or visit us online at thefairfaxcompanies.com.
You don't buy plastic bottled water. Great. You're using a reusable water bottle. Great. You're drinking lukewarm water. Not so great. Get a Swell double insulated stainless steel water bottle and your cold drinks will stay cold for 24 hours, hot for 12. With Swell, you don't have to give up cold or hot drinks just because you care about the environment. Just go to swellbottle.com to order yours. They come in 7 elegant colors and part of the proceeds go to WaterAid. Enter code Mrs. Green at checkout and receive a 10% discount.
Americans don't have to worry much about clean water, but in some countries, contaminated water causes 80% of all disease. Special microscopic particles, a kind of nanotechnology, work great for cleaning water. Trouble is, making them is pretty toxic. But soon, it won't be. Thanks to U of A research on ways to produce them with something as simple as egg whites. The University of Arizona, a sustainable partner in Arizona's future.
This is Mrs. Green from Mrs. Green's World Radio Network. Did you know that the TDI clean diesel engine in my Jetta from Chapman, Tucson gets 30 miles per gallon in the city and 42 on the highway? It has more power, uses less fuel, and I call it the fuel-efficient powerhouse. The 2-liter four-cylinder engine in my Jetta produces 90% less sooty emissions. For the best ownership experience possible, please visit Chapman at 22nd Street between Columbus and Swan and tell them Mrs. Green sent you.
Hi, this is Hank Kreisick, a local certified green architect and listener to Mrs. Green's World. My family and I have chosen to live and practice a more sustainable lifestyle, from my biodiesel-powered truck to our gardens and energy efficiency home retrofits. I'm excited that there's a show like Mrs. Green's World to spread the word about what is going on in the world of sustainability. Truly, choices we make today will have lasting effects on future generations, and Mrs. Green's World does make going green more fun.
Girl Scouts offers once-in-a-lifetime opportunities and experiences for all girls. By becoming a member yourself, for only $12, you are helping to make this possible. As a member, you don't have to be a troop leader or even have a daughter in Girl Scouts. Being a member means that you want to support girls in Southern Arizona and inspire them to have courage, confidence, and character. To unleash a girl's potential and support the Girl Scout movement, visit the Community tab at GirlScoutsSOAZ.org.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Mrs. Green's World Radio Network, and I, for one, am really glad you are. We don't tell you what to think. We just want you to. And our guest today is Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, who's the executive director of Healthy Child, Healthy World. And she is indeed giving us lots of great information for us to think about and then act on. I think it's wonderful. So, Rachel, thank you so much for being here with us today. It is appreciated. So let's, in this last segment, I think that people are getting more informed. They're moving in the right direction because I always want to be about hope, possibility, and change. So what about ingredients? It kind of annoys me when I read how our standards are so low, especially given the size of our government, and it says natural on the bottle, but don't, it's like buyer beware. They can say it's natural if it has swill in it, if you ask me. So why is it so different here? And what's your information on chemicals in our bodies and how it's impacting our children?
Yeah. So, well, there are roughly 80,000 chemicals permitted in the United States. And you know, it's really post-World War II that all of these started to be developed and used in product manufacturing. And they were never assessed for toxic impacts on children. So actually, they were never even assessed for toxic impacts on women. The assessment is done on a, you know, like, I think it's a 200-pound man.
For some reason, that is just not very comforting to me.
Or surprising, right?
Or surprising. So, right.
So it does. When you look at it in terms of the exposure, that's where it gets you know, scary because children absorb, they breathe faster, they absorb more into their bodies than we do. And so the fact that these haven't even been looked at, and not only have they not been looked at individually, they've never been looked at in terms of how the chemicals interact with each other.
Ever.
So that's why we get things like, you know, BPA was a big topic of conversation in the last few years. And really, I think BPA is on its way out. I just published a blog on the site on healthychild.org that the title was BPA, Your Days Are Numbered, you know.
Right.
But BPA is an endocrine disruptor, and that's of particular importance when you look at children and, you know, some of the things that are going on, especially with girls who are getting their periods younger and younger.
And getting breast cancer at 10 years old. I mean, the New York Times and I think Newsweek have covered things like that. It's mm-hmm. mainstream media is making that information available. Got to be the environment, what they're eating, what they're drinking, what they're putting on their bodies.
Well, there's a lot, you know, it's a big picture thing. So obesity has a big part in that.
Right.
And that's, you know, something that we talk a lot about in our five easy steps is eating healthy. For us, that means, you know, eating as many fresh, as many not packaged foods as possible. You know, it doesn't mean eating all organic. It's not an all or nothing kind of thing. But trying to, rather than buy a can of beans, you know, cooking your own beans. Again, like our grandmothers did, you know.
I know. We just canned vegetables were like the last resort mm-hmm. on a very cold night in the winter when we had snow and my mother would have to take out a canned vegetable. And mm-hmm. it's you're so right. But why is it so different in the United States than it is in Europe? And why isn't more of the public outraged? I just don't buy them, so I vote with my feet.
Well, you vote with your dollars. I mean, that's something that we talk about a lot at Healthy Child, and actually at healthychild.org, we have a list of trusted partners, which are brands that are, you know, that are manufacturing in a healthier way and also help support Healthy Child, Healthy World. You know, a good example is personal care products. So in Europe, there are about 1,100 chemicals that are banned from personal care products. I'm going to let you just guess how many are banned in the U.S.
I don't want to know.
Gander. Come on.
I don't know. Okay, so if there's 1,100 in Europe, let's just say 100. Let's please say 100 or 200 in the United States.
You would think, right? So there are 10.
I would hope there are 10,
there
really.
Are 10.
So how's that working for us?
Yeah, exactly. How's that working for us? Well, how it's working for us is now, you know, babies in the United States are born pre-polluted with as many as 200 chemicals in their bodies.
Oh, that makes me really, you know, you talk about want to cry. That makes me sick and it makes me outraged.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. So,
and that's not to say that if you're a pregnant woman, you have to, you know, oh, my God, I'm moving to Europe. Or, you know, I mean, it's really, it's not about that. It's about understanding how to limit those exposures and understanding that, you know, what you put on your body does typically cross the placenta and goes into your baby's body.
Everything. And if you're breastfeeding, it's like, don't eat that, don't eat that, don't eat that, or you'll be up all night. And to your total nutritional supply for the baby in utero. So of course it makes sense. But that figure is very, very sad for me. I can't think of another word. It's sad. It's disgusting.
It
it's pathetic. So
it is sad. But you know, here's some good news.
Let's go to good news. We got to go to good
go
news.
To good
let's
news.
Change the
so
mood. Change
I,
the mood.
I firmly believe in, and Healthy Child firmly believes that we can make a difference. And
I do too. I do too.
We as consumers vote with our dollars. You know, we are a market economy. That's what we are. And if we stand up and say, you know what, I'm not going to buy plastic water bottles anymore. I'm not going to give those to my children because plastic typically leaches BPA into the water inside. And that means my kids are drinking endocrine disruptors. That, you know, that if we all stand up and did that, if tomorrow nobody bought a bottle of water,
trust me,
the market's going to change, right?
What a great vision.
perhaps we do that as consumers, but perhaps also our government gets involved. And that's something that we, you know, we have petitions every month. We, you know, try to work with, you know, different coalitions of organizations to try to help push this change through. And if you look at the example of lead, for example, so exampling, in 1976, the EPA started phasing lead out from gas.
And since that time, there's been a 90% decline in children's blood lead levels, a 90% decline in the incidence of lead poisoning, and a 6-point increase in the average IQ of American children. So if we think about that in terms of BPA, if we think about that in terms of phthalates, if we think about that in terms of all of these pesticides, I mean, if we start not simultaneously voting with our dollars and also pushing our government to start regulating these chemicals, in fact, you know, it's not just fringe organizations that are standing up for this. The American Academy of Pediatrics went on record this year saying we have to start regulating these chemicals better. They are having an impact on pregnant women and on children.
I see more and more and more signs of that and hope. And the other thing that you mentioned earlier, as consumers, one of my favorite examples is organic milk. Literally, mothers, they were outraged and they demanded organic milk. And I just think people say, you know, well,
are you there?
It's yes. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi, Rachel. I can hear you. I don't know what's going on. Oh, my goodness. Hope we didn't lose the feed or the connection. We'll see what's happening. So, Rachel Sarnoff, maybe she can call back in. Maybe I can keep it going. I don't know what's going on, but there's a glitch in the matrix. So, we'll just keep going and see if we can come up with the answer. For what's happening. I apologize for that. So I can recap because I really do know what Rachel's up to. A lot of the things that she's touched on, I'm aware of. But the thing about it to me is nothing is really more important than the health of our children. And there are reasons to have hope. And she gave one, which is about lead and the government did get involved. I do believe there has to be a balance because I think consumers need to think about taking back their power. So you know, we talk about people say, I don't believe in global warming. Well, let's go back to the underlying theme of everything we talked about, and that is about good health. And that's what Rachel has talked about. So we have increases in breast cancer. We have increases in lower age economic groups. That's lower ages for kids having breast cancer. So I hope we're open to change and people being ready to do that. And I think it's incredible. So to recap, again, there are 1,100 toxic chemicals banned from personal care products in Europe. And as an American, I want to know how come only 10 of those made the hit list in the United States of America. And I really don't want this to be a political show, but there's all of this cost for government and political government, blah, 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 regulation. Don't like that so much. But much of the political action actually came from public outrage. So I think that if we get a little bit outraged or vote with our wallets, it's a really, really good example of how we can make a change. I also want to go back and recap why it's important to not get that put your hand over your ears and go, wah, 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 I can't think about it. It's too much for me to deal with right now. Process this information and see what fits for you and your family and your children and your lifestyle. Because I believe at the core of our being, everybody really cares. We don't really want to have 80,000 chemicals that are permitted in the United States that many, many other countries ban. We don't want to poison our children. This is, hey guys, this is America, and there are people listening from around the globe. Every person on the planet at some level has to care about their own children. So care about the ingredients that you're using. Really, really avoid plastic. Look at the cleaning supplies in your home. These are easy steps. Buy organic when you can. It's not an all or nothing thing. And please don't go back to the days of the Brady Bunch. We're okay. We grew up with chemicals. You know what, folks? We're not okay. Have that light bulb moment. If it's potentially dangerous and you can't have your, it's harmful to pets or you have to take your child to the hospital if they're injected with it, it's probably not a good thing to have laying around the house. So it'd be wonderful to make those small changes because this is what Mrs. Green is all about. So thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a great show. Rachel, sorry for the snafu. We are a work in progress next week. Tiffany Hayes from the Arizona Beef Council, Andrew Kurtz Rich from the U of A Collegiate Cattle Growers Association. Thanks for being here with me. Thanks for staying here with me. And thanks for being a part of Mrs. Green's World. Make it a great green week.